This message is pre-recorded and from January 14, 2022. I'm Evangelist Esther Ross. As we've discussed before, God's word was written in the original language of Hebrew, and in Psalm 119, all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet are found, from Aleph to Tav. My ministry call is to support unity, all born again from the house of Israel and those who were Goyim, Gentiles, described in Ephesians 2, 13 through 15 as one new man. Even though Hebrew differs from what we've heard and learned, former replacement repetitions should not cause us to reject God's way and His divine approach to life. Whatever language anyone prefers is not a problem. My use of Hebrew is because God's inspired word was given in this language long before Moses, God could have offered his word. But God waited and chose Moshe, a fully adult man who lived two lives in one. Moshe was raised the son of a goy, a Gentile, in the family of Pharaoh, a title for a ruler, not a name. And Moshe was from the tribe of Levi, Deuteronomy 18:1. The priest, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his inheritance. Personally, I believe God waited in order for us to focus more on relationship with Him and with one another. Ephesians 5:30 through 32. For we are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Messiah, Christ, and Messiah's community, we call the church. As we study, let's consider God's word to be as a scarlet cord, weaving knowledge together for our understanding. God chose one tribe to serve as priest, the tribe of Levi, Levites, and the first priest was Aaron, the brother of Moshe. Moses. Our final priest was Yeshua, Jesus, Hebrews 6:20, Amplified. Where Yeshua, Jesus, has entered in advance as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Yeshua fulfilled the law, and deliberately he did not come through the tribe of Levi. He is from the tribe of Judah or Yehuda, the only tribe known as Jews at the time of his birth. Therefore, going through a priest of Levi was no longer necessary. Leviticus 9:22. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them, and came down from offering of the sin offering and the burnt offering and peace offering. Let's review a few things from repetition and perspective. Matthew 23:9. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. We must be careful not to reverence a person. Matthew 23:5-6. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feast, and the chief seats in the synagogues. Revelation 22:8-9. And I, Yochanan, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard and had seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not. For I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. So we must not bow down to a person. In Numbers 13, Yahushua is Joshua. However, the shortened Hebrew name Yeshua is no longer Joshua in the New Covenant, and we don't question why we say Jesus. The life of Saul is much like the life of Moshe, Philippians 3:5, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Saul says this, but most often he is called Paul. Not because God changed his name, it's because he was also a Roman citizen. And again, we went with replacement and mistruth. Acts 13:9, then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. Acts 16:37 through 38, but Saul said to them, they have beaten us openly, uncondemned Romans, and have thrown us into prison. And now, do they put us out secretly? No, indeed. Let them come themselves and get us out. And the officers told these things to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. So in the course of time, Saul, who is a Hebrew, became identified more as a Roman citizen. The name Jesus replaced the Hebrew name Yeshua, which means to save, deliver, rescue. The word Christ replaced the title Messiah. So if we celebrated Messiah's birthday, removing his title wouldn't be as easy as removing Christ. At an appointed time, God chose a goy, a Gentile, Abram, to begin unity with Goyim, Gentiles, and the house of Israel. God did not choose Shem, whose name in Greek is Sem, which leads to Semites and the term anti-Semitic, a replacement that should be anti-Israel. Abram was an idol worshiper. See Joshua 24:2. Terah, Abram's father, was leading Abram and his wife Sarah, along with Lot, to the land of Canaan. But Terah died along the way. Then God spoke to Abram, telling him to go to a land he knew nothing about. The same land, Canaan. So both Abram's natural father and God, our father, led Abram to his purpose. In Genesis 12:5, God told Abram he would make him a great nation. But it was many years after Ishmael's birth before God's promise came near. Abram was 99. God changed his name to Abraham and changed Sarai's name to Sarah, adding to both names the Hebrew letter H, the He, meaning to behold, as when looking at a great sight. 1 year later, Yitzhak, Isaac was born, and God's covenant was only with Yitzhak, Genesis 17:20-22. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. He shall beget 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Yitzhak, Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at the set time next year. Then he finished talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. Sarah received a new name from God and had relationship with God, just like Rebecca. Romans 9:6-10. But it is not the word of God has taken no effect. For they are not all Israel who are of Israel. nor are they all children, because they are the seed of Abraham. But in Yitzhak your seed shall be called. That is, those who are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one man, even by our father Yitzhak, children of the promise are those counted as seed. Revelation 2:9, I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. We begin created in the image of God, the Word, Yeshua, who became flesh, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And when we become born again, we also become Satan's target. So remembering the beginning is significant. Born in God's image. Satan used communication to gain access to the woman, and love gained access to her husband. Satan does not change. His actions in heaven are the same on earth: cunning communication, selfish, and dreadful. But often he still not recognized, because he uses the unsuspected, those we love. Job's wife never heard the words of God and Satan in Job 1, verses 6 through 11, and Job 2, 1 through 6. But in Job 2, verse 9, she told Job the words Satan wanted to hear from him. Job says in Job 13, 15, though he slay me. But we know God never wanted any harm to Job. Job 1, 12, and the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. Yeshua said this, Matthew 10, 34 through 36. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. Unity is our strength. Division brings discord. And the oneness of God and Messiah is for us to become heirs and joint heirs. Romans 8:17. Information presented to us can be easily accepted, but there can often be more to consider. Martin Luther King Jr. was strong in his commitment to civil rights, but his death might be related to the fact that 1 year to the day of his speech Beyond Vietnam, his life was taken at the Lorraine Hotel. Respect you see for the Vietnam War veterans now is not what they received in that era. Times change. Words change with definitions and what is being done in that era, and so do agendas. Love one another, but live with knowledge and understanding. God bless you all.